listen with me. And after 6 days, Jesus, taking Peter and James and John, his brother, and he bringeth them up unto an high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. Listen. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell onto their faces, and they were very much afraid. Jesus came, and he touched them, and he said, Arise, and don't be afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only himself. And as they came down from the mountains, Jesus charged them, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man is risen in his own idea of himself. Because I am not a body within the frame of my mind. My freedom must be impossible as long as you perceive body as yourself. The body, as you were defined in this Sermon on the Mount that we're offering ourselves, is a limit. Who would seek for freedom in a body looks for it where it cannot be found. The mind can be made free when it no longer sees itself as in a body, firmly tied to it and sheltered by its presence. If this were true, the mind were vulnerable indeed. Listen. The mind that serves the Holy Spirit is unlimited forever in all ways, beyond the laws of time and space, and unbound by any preconception, and with strength and power to do whatever he has asked. Attack thoughts cannot enter such a mind because it has been given to the source of love, and fear can never enter into a mind that has attached itself to love, because it rests in God. And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and only love of what he is? And who can be afraid who lives in innocence and love of who he intends to be? In our reformulation of the possibility of the acknowledgement of ourself as not being within the body formulation that has previously identified ourself. The particulars by which we intend today to perform ideas of acts of body conversion, okay, are going to be connected to practices in the determination that the power of decision is in my mind, and that, here, I'm going to put this, okay, put this here, would you hold this for me? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you. See, the power of decision in what I would intend to teach with you in the performance of an act of a conversion of a light factor in my mind are what we just read together, didn't we? In Matthew, the description of the idea. It's very interesting to me that you let me teach you this. the most interesting idea of the practice of the conversion of your mind in your identity of yourself, as we just read together, are going to be the acknowledgement that while the experience of the voice, this is God, what did he say? Did he say, this is my beloved son?
Yes.
Did he say he was well pleased?
Yes.
Now, who was he speaking to? He was speaking to Jesus. In the sense that he was speaking to one who had acknowledged his power within his physical body. So here I am with you now, and I'm expected to perform with you acts of acknowledgement of my physical formulation of body in my efforts to teach you in my own discipleship of mine. I'm going to use the word minister because I like it. I like the idea of minister or teacher of God in the sense of my necessity to make declarations of the possibility of the physical reoccurrence of my body identity, come on now, contained within the illusion of how I'm representing myself. There's a great deal of joy that's going to be ours, I hope now, in the idea that if I intend to remain within this frequency of a quantum idea of the physical conversion of my body, I would be expected to demonstrate to you my capacity, beginning with the ministry that I intend to make in my declaration of the saviorship of Jesus in a reflection of light where he is offering me the solution, okay? Not in his body, but in his mind. Okay? The joy that you just felt with me in the physical reoccurrence of me was precisely and exactly the idea that I am offering you thoughts about yourself, all right? And I just read you this, didn't I? That I'm not a body and that I'm free. Now, the nature of that conversion, somewhere within you, come on now, are going to have to require that you have ideas within your mind, and this is what we were just reading together, that you're not a body. No, the idea that you're going to be a body are always going to be the evidence that you are going to be a body and you're going to have an experience of yourself and you're going to enjoy the outcome of being a body. I'm going to teach for just a few minutes. All right. And it's going to have to do directly with your capacity to decide if our initial encounter was that you're not a body, that you, once you decide that there's something other than your body, you can begin to have experiences of it. Look with me. I remember just this last week, okay, so I teach for a minute. I love this guy. Okay, what does this say?
Living better, longer.
Living better, longer? Huh? Is that what that says? Okay, what does this say?
Aging naturally.
Living better longer? Aging naturally? Why? What's his name? Andrew? He looks beautiful to me. He has a description in here of how he intends to occupy his body formulation. This is lovely. Aging naturally. I'm curious about something. You mindful one of how much I'm loving you in this association, why would you want to naturally get old and sick and die? I'm going to wait for an answer. Here, aging naturally, I'm told, oh, this is lovely. Here's a lot of things that I can do in the idea that I'm going to be a body formulation. Here's one, I'll try this. I'm going to meditate myself in the realization. Oh, here's another one. I'm going to consume ideas about myself within the body formulation to remain vital in how I feel about myself. Nowhere. I don't find it in here. Nowhere in here do I find a complete necessity for the power of my mind to decide the outcome that I want in being a body formulation. Okay, I'm a disciple. I'm a follower of the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth. And I have had a physical experience. I'm going to get to one of my favorite guys here, if it's all right with you. I'm teaching Healing of the Body Association. I was talking to one of my favorite disciples this morning. His name is Benny Hinn. And everybody said, well, I've heard of him. He goes out and he's healing the sick. Benny Hinn is doing more than healing the sick, my dear friend. He's beginning to raise the dead. He is taking under himself examples of the capacity to follow the teaching advocated by Jesus in the physical recognition of the conversion of the body. I'll try this again with you. I don't want to get old. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to die. Now say to me, I do.
I do.
Well, go ahead. I know that. You are already in the factor of the admission that it's necessary for you to get old and to get sick and die. But why do you pretend to me that's the teaching? The teaching is not that you should get old and sick and die. The teaching from Jesus resurrected is very simply that you're not a body. This is great stuff. I mean, I'm going to follow your example. I'm going to take good care of myself. Everything I'm going to do, here's some interesting guys who are body formulations within their own mind. Okay, and I'm sure that you would recognize some of them. Listen, I'm going to teach for a minute. You want to listen to me? I don't know who some of these guys are. We'll take a look at it. The decision to be a body formulation within how you're viewing yourself are a name that you have given yourself in regard to being a body. Now, you're very much aware that some of you are more successful, say, at staying youthful and young in your association. Here's Paul Newman. That's a good one. Paul, how you doing there, Paul? Now, Paul Newman, I'm going to use him because I like him. Because, in fact, I like all of you guys that want to teach the idea of the action of your mind to be who you want to be. Paul Newman, no, I'm using him. There's a list of all sorts of guys. I'll use you. Shall I use you? You know in your mind and heart perfectly well that you're not Paul Newman. Okay, I'm Charlie Anderson. I might as well let it hang out. I know perfectly well in my mind from the time I am born into this association that while I have been given a name in a correspondent, it is simply a reflection of light on how you want to view me in the presence of getting old and getting sick and dying. And now you're showing me all of these pictures. Wow, look at this. There's more of it in here. And I'm not going to get into it, but it's a good thing to read. Oh, here's some other pictures of other people. And you're sharing to the idea. Listen with me. Listen, I'm not concerned about your body at all. Why would I care about your body? All right, well, let's use me. Should he use me? Now, I examined the particulars of your own mind along with this. And you are going to determine that, let's see, let's talk about my conception. You're going to determine that I was born on Easter Sunday morning, okay, in the year of our Lord, 1926. What is this, 2005? If that's true, coming up very soon, what, I'm going to be what, 80 years old? Is this so or not? No, I'm going to be an 80-year-old figure in my body. Are you going to listen to me? I'm not an 80-year-old figure. Come on. Whatever you may think about me in a correspondence with what you think about yourself, the reason that I am not an 80-year-old body, say to me, I don't want to be.
I don't want to be.
I don't want to be. You see, the power of decision to make in reference to what I want to be is mine. The entirety of the particulars of my teaching are to demonstrate to you, and this is this lovely guy. I think he's the nicest guy in the world, and he's going to insist, okay, that he's going to grow old naturally. Yet when I challenge him to the idea that if he would look at it with me within the power of his mind, it just doesn't make any sense. Yet I can't avoid the idea that the decision not to be a 40-year-old body, or let's try Jesus, or a 2,000-year-old body. You see this? This is the cycle of what we just read from Matthew, who might have written it 70 years after Jesus had the light. Here's what I want you to see with me. What we're going to offer each other beginning right now within this sequence is the possibility of the admission that the decision to be what I want to be in the joy and love and power that I'm feeling in my own mind are one that I can make in this regard. Now, the fact that I am not an 80-year-old body is one beautiful premise to begin with, because very simply, as we look out into the universe together, we are very much aware that the power of light that is penetrating down into this association would indicate that I'm not a body. There was a curiosity involved. I teach conception for a minute. And I said, how do you know that you were born on Easter Sunday morning, 1926? Should I tell you why? My dad told me. My dad, we were out together, and this is, again, I'm this 80-year-old guy now. My dad is here with me. And he said, I can remember when you were born. He said, we'd been out, and it was 1926, I think it was the 4th of April, and we came home kind of late at night, and the next thing you know, you were conceived. And I said, wow. He remembers it perfectly well. He remembers the time that you were conceived. Here's my teaching. So do you. Somehow you get into the idea that it would be that interval of time, and that's perfectly all right with me. The simple fact of the matter is, from an hereditary idea of the formulation of your cellular association with your body form, the idea of conception in the entirety of the universe is going on right here and now. What I was trying to show you in the demonstration that I am not a body are the practice of the simple admission that if I decide to come into this now with Jesus and teach this to you, I will be using the discipleship of the power of your decision that you want it be true. Look with me. You have to believe it. Well, of course you don't. You are in a concept. Here we're going to use this lovely guy again. He takes it for granted that he's going to grow old gracefully and formulate himself in a body identity of himself. What? Paul Newman? What you do is, I'm teaching, you take activities of what the reflections of light that you want to see in holograms of light, and you let them represent yourself in reflections of light of what you want to see. You want to practice a little conversion with me? Uh-huh. Think of something beautiful within your own mind for just a moment that you'd like to be. Think of one thing within your own mind that you would want to be. At that moment, you converted the agency of your body. Okay. Do I look a lot like an 80-year-old guy? Talk to me, huh? No. Well, you must be doing a lot of things. Did you have your face altered? Did you change your physical association of your body formulation? Huh? Here's the only problem you really have. If I can show you within your mind, this is all directly now from the resurrection of Jesus. If I can show you within your own mind that you are, in fact, not a body in any regard, you will have no problem with me. No, that does not preclude the idea that you are using your mind, here we go again, to demonstrate to me that you intend to get old and sick and die. Your problem is not that. Your problem is, and I'm going to address the question to you right now, whoever you are, why? Isn't it okay that there's something else that you can be in the power of your own mind to decide in the devastation that you maintain in order to live within this cycle and get old? As Jesus would remind you in Matthew, if I began to read it, I'd love to read you. From the moment he is instructed by God, he begins to teach physical conversion of his body. He begins to present you with alternatives that indeed you are not this body that you pretend to be, that you're free and that you're still as God created with you. Listen a little more about not being a body, because you're not a body. You're not a body. It's essential if you intend to convert your idea that you accept the idea that you're not a body. Don't be concerned about the human condition. He's going to tell you that you live within that body formulation. It is a part of the illusion that has sheltered it from being found in the illusion itself. Here does it hide. Look with me. And here it can be seen as what it is. Declare your innocence of being a body and you're free. You know what's going to happen? Your body's going to disappear. Your body's going to disappear because you have no need of it except the need that the Holy Spirit sees. Look, for this, the body formulation will appear as a useful form of what the mind must do, and it becomes a vehicle which helps forgiveness be extended to the all-inclusive goal of what you want to teach. Listen to me now. The Holy Spirit is the home of minds that seek for freedom. In Him, they have found what they have sought. The body's purpose is now unambiguous. You're only going to use it for one thing, and it becomes perfect in the ability to serve an undivided goal. In conflict-free and unequivocal responses, the mind, with but the thought of freedom as its goal, serves the body and serves it very well within its relationship with itself. Very simply because the formulation of the conversion of your body identity of yourself as it's contained in the power for you to make that decision now, or why this parameter has been set up. Shall we practice a little bit? Can I tell you why I'm not an 80-year-old body and the devastation that I underwent? Okay. It compares very favorably to the devastation that you underwent in your own mind. To continue to observe a relationship of your body form, live within a sequence of space-time, and suffer the consequences of your mind. What we're going to be showing you now within the idea of yourself, in the discipleship of the idea of the teaching of Jesus, is that there is a new formulation of ministers. This is directly from Jesus, who intend to go out into the world now and begin to teach a factor of the conversion of the physicalness of their body demonstration, in which if they continue to factor it within their own mind, can suddenly realize the presence of the body of Jesus in their identity of themselves. And I'm going to try it with me as a minister. I am performing the power of my mind to heal the ideas that I have about myself as a body formulation. Now, most of you are going to admit, along with the idea that it's perfectly natural for me to get old and sick and die. It's not. Why would it be natural if I can look out into the universe and see billions of stars and galaxies beyond my comprehension, yet for the moment, I appear to be trapped in this idea? Now here's what we're going to do. I'm going to leave you within a sequence of the possibility that from this time on, you're going to teach the power to decide that there's another association of form going on simultaneous with this that you'd rather be. Are you happy with that formulation right there? Are you happy with the idea that the new instructions you, as you come together in this new parameter of time, are going to be ones of happy realization that you can escape out into the universe? God is here with us, and He's going to demonstrate that association of time through a practice of the ministry of the idea of the presence of Jesus Christ here and now in this formulation. He goes with us wherever we go, and let's declare it together. God, you bless me and bless us and bless each and every one now in this new parameter of the idea of the power to heal the sick and to raise that dead body identity. To raise that dead body identity. Listen, today we are intrigued by the unknown and seek to understand the phenomena and supernatural occurrences that are reflected in the media's daily headline. Look with me. The account of Paul the Apostle describes an unusual happening that he experiences while walking along the road to Damascus one day. While those of this time were curious about the details, they failed to recognize what really happened to him that day as he traveled toward Damascus, for that one encounter altered the consciousness of his own mind. The wilderness and the solitary place are symbolic of the lives of many individuals. In a spiritual sense, my dear ones, There is drought with no ongoing experience with God. Perhaps you have been through or are presently going through a wilderness experience. Your life is dry and it's spiritually empty, isn't it? Your praise and worship are only emotional with no real substance whatsoever. Most times, you can't really feel God's presence unless someone is there to help you find it. Look, because your experience is dependent upon someone else, you feel as if you are dying spiritually in your own desert. Finally, when things don't meet your expectation or you don't feel the spiritual idea any longer, you unplug yourself and begin to live in another idea of yourself. A divine visitation of God's glory is not about a feeling. It involves an encounter with the very presence of the living God. And this is in Deuteronomy, in the terrible wilderness that you're experiencing within the scripture. There is no water, and that you are dry, and you're in a necessity for a transformation. And I'm here back with you now in the idea that the encounter we are offering, divine visitation, incidentally, if you have an opportunity to use this along with the New Testament of Jesus, I would recommend that you do so. Here's the dilemma that you have. There obviously is nothing new about the idea that we can teach instant revelation of the conversion of your body formulation. The difficulty that you encounter in the idea is that, as we just informed, using Willius Benny again, having had an experience of his own revelation, perhaps with an exact date when he had the experience, from that time on, he teaches from a certainty of that occurrence within his body form. This is the manner in which they call me a teacher of teachers. The mastership that I express to you, or the availability to me in the idea that the reformulation of my body will inform you that I am undergoing a present conversion of my mind in the reflection of light power of decision that I previously utilized. This is the miracles that are occurring with Benny. Okay, we were communicating and he's holding these glorious ideas of people who are in high revelation, and walking around him are all these people. What are these guys demonstrating? What is it they're doing? They're having an experience. Wait, do you want to say softly to me, Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit.
They're having demonstration of the individual conversion of the capacity of their mind not to see themselves as a body formulation. Okay, we have 6 minutes here that I promised in the idea that I can teach body conversion. I can teach it with Paul Newman. Here, I can teach it with the idea that you have a name within a body form. You listen with me. Why would I be concerned about what your body form is if you are going to get old naturally and get sick and die? I don't want to get old naturally and get sick and die. Say to me, should we practice? Say to me, I don't want to either.
I don't want to either.
Well, you know perfectly well, within the formulation of the power of your mind, to decide at this moment that you're not going to be this 80-year-old Paul Newman formulation of yourself, and define yourself within the immense limitation that you place in order to get dim reflections of yourself, that the power of decision is yours. Okay? And we'll practice just for 3 minutes here. This is the direct teaching of the return of Jesus. The reason the power of decision is yours to make is that at that moment, you cannot not believe you're a body formulation within the exercising of the derivative by which you get reflections of light that would indicate the possibility that this formulation, a body formulation, would be true. It's not true. each moment, right there, you're deciding the outcome that you want in the reformulation of your capacity to have a new, bright experience of self-realization. Very simply, because the most natural thing for you, and that's despite all of our ideas about somehow, much as I love this guy, all right? If I ask him, you'll be interesting about this guy, if I ask him directly about his association of the power of his mind, he will inform me, and this is what we all do, that he is making decisions about how he wants to see himself within his own body formulation. Look with me. All that I'm presenting him with, in an increase in the frequency of the power of the light that he is exercising in his body formulation, is another way that he can look at himself. Here's what happens. By changing association of physical identity of reflection of light, we begin to acknowledge that the power of decision is in our own mind. Now, if I have decided within my own mind that I'm a body formulation born on Easter Sunday morning, 1926, obviously, if this is going to be 2006, I'm an 80-year-old body formulation. The question is not that. The question, and this is particularly for him, if I'm going to be in that sequence, I obviously am going to begin to have physical demonstration of the aging of my body. All right? Well, my mind is fine, but I seem to be attached to the idea of my body formulation in the reflections of light. This is directly Master Benny Hinn. He teaches when he moves with people in the physical idea of their body formulation, that they may have an experience of a complete remission of what they were suffering for a moment ago. In case you're interested, this is called A Course in Miracles. It's obviously required that you increase the frequency of your body formulation in the recognition that it is necessary. Here's some key words. Say to me, demonstrate.
Demonstrate.
Yes, somewhere within yourself. And I'm talking to those of you who out there, as much as I love this guy who says it's natural to get old, I'm going to tell him that he knows perfectly well he really does not enjoy getting old and getting sick and dying in his own framework. Now, listen with me. This does not preclude all the experiences. Well, let's use the old man. This does not preclude the devastation that I underwent in the dropping of the atomic bomb on Japan in 19... I'm not taking that away from you. I'm not taking away from you the tragedy of the experiences that you underwent in aggregation of your body formulation. What I am going to take away from you, if you'll let me in this sequence of time, are the offering that as we move now as Christians, I'm going to go out and try to go out in the world a little bit. Maybe it's time to begin to teach the reappearance of Jesus of Nazareth. Is it possible that he's reappearing right now? Look at me. Not only is it possible, I promise you within the reflection of light by which you are defining yourself, in the illusionary nature of the formulation of the idea of a continuum of time that operates within the idea of the limitation of form, all right, that you're not a body and that you're free and that you are as God created you, and that's how we began this program. Okay? Now, Jesus teaches you, this is Benny, this is with all Christian teachers now. Now, here's the idea involved in it. You are going to be whole and perfect and not in this continuum, no matter how you define yourself. So that's not our concern. Our concern is, at what point within your own 2,000-year reference will you decide that the activities of what we just read you in the New Testament are present with you now in the condition that you're defining yourself? Benny loves to read you the idea of Matthew in the particulars of the reappearance of Jesus. Yeah? Should we try just a little more of it? I'd love to read you a little Matthew, because Jesus is going to say to you directly, I'm going to appear here. I'm going to demonstrate to you that I'm not a body. I know you are going to attack me. You are going to insist that the reflection of light that you're getting within your own mind is what the body is. I am going to declare to you by my own revelation of mine that I'm not a body. Okay? No, that's not really what the problem is. Look with me. You know perfectly well conceptually that what I'm teaching is true. You are going to be yourself. Is this true?
Yes.
You are going to be who you are, regardless of how you formulate yourself in your idea of the universe. The only thing that I'm asking you to do in the conversion and healing of the factor of your own mind is to allow for that moment of the experience of the conversion of you in the recognition that the power of decision is in your own mind, that you can decide you want this. Here's Jesus with me now. Is Jesus present with me? Huh? Say to me, Jesus is in my mind.
Jesus is in my mind.
Teacher of God, everything is in your mind. The whole basis of the idea, this is Benny at his finest. I'll practice with you. I saw a demonstration of the healing of a tumor that was within a body formulation. You might as well hear me. Absolutely, positively, the tumor that was in that body is not in that body now. Now, the possibility that that is true cannot exclude the possibility that any demonstration whatsoever of the converting and healing factor within the power of the mind to decide the outcome that it wants will be an experience of the joy and happiness that I'm sharing with you in the discovery that I'm not a body. Now, that does not preclude the idea that I seem to be. That does not preclude the idea that I seem to suffer from a condition of body formulation, but it's always an offering of something else, that's going on in this 2,000-year cycle, that's going on in the idea of my body formulation of 50,000 years by the realization that the power of light that is offered by Jesus is demonstrating the resurrection and the disappearance of you from this continuum of time. Very nice. Very nice. But was that okay? No. Obviously, when that occurred within your frequency, those that were around you perhaps did not have that experience. How do I know? I'm not a body. I'm teaching that the necessity for conversion is occurring within your own me-body identity. Listen with me about Jesus. Listen just a minute. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him, and he set him down in his midst, and he said, Verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name will receive it in my definition of myself. Listen with me. Verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Did you hear that? And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Listen, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Are you listening to me? For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there will I be in their midst, in the idea that the kingdom of God is with you now. And that this idea of your capacity to move within that frequency of the idea of the formulation of your body are yours to make. The particular struggle here, thank you for that. And thank you very much for teaching me that it's natural to grow old, because apparently in your mind it is natural. Yet somewhere within the power of decision that you are making about this within your own mind, there's contained with you another idea about yourself that I've decided to take out into the world with you in a declaration. I'm going to teach just for a moment. This is with Benny. This is with all real teachers of the resurrection of Jesus, of your capacity to heal the sickness that you suffer from. Let's try it within a cellular idea of the conversion of light energy within the formulation of your body. Now, I'm going to teach just for this 6-minute interval and the reappearance of Jesus is in this formulation. When you look at me as a reflection of light, it's very obvious to you that I am not a body formulation, except as you are attempting to define me in my idea of this body. Now, there, I looked at you in the idea that you are being identified as a body. Trust me with this. I don't see you as a body at all. I have no reason to look at you within the particulars of the reflection of the possibility of alteration of your body formulation, that I am going to be the particulars by which you are defining yourself. Do you see that? Look at that. Now, this is the power of my mind to decide the outcome. Any difficulty that you encounter in the teaching of Jesus will always be only that the power of decision is in your own mind, not out in that factory. How much more direct could the idea be than what I just read you from Jesus, that if you bind it within the association of your own mind, it will be bound in the universe. My goodness sake. All I'm really telling you is, by not deciding the outcome that I want within the idea that I'm a body, there is a constant conversion of my mind that's going on in what I want to be true about my body formulation. Now, you're identifying me as being this 80-year-old body. You could say to me at that time, come on, you must not eat meat. You must do all sorts of things with your body. Listen with me. I'm not concerned about the activity of the result that you're getting within the formulation of yourself. What I am asking you to do under a continuing basis is undergo the power of your mind to decide within yourself that you're actually not a body at all. Shall I tell you what? You're not a body. Not only are you not a body, I have come with Jesus from outside of this frequency to teach the conversion of your mind that just occurred just then. Do we have a light facility going on here?
Yes.
This with Benny. We have a light conversion. So suddenly here come all of these healers of Jesus, or healings of anyone. That is, the power of decision represented by the decisions that you're making about yourself are simple admissions. I'm going to teach just for 2 more minutes. If you look out into the universe, what you have failed to do is include with yourself the idea that the universe is only at this moment what you are thinking about yourself. That's how simple the solution not to be a body formulation is. Look, I just met you. Say to me, we're both bodies.
bodies.
We appear to be both bodies, yet I am determined to represent myself with the possibility in the natural inclusion of my body identity, in my certainty that there's a process, it's from Jesus, of a new light reflection that can enter into the particulars of my mind by the declaration that I am not a body. I begin to feel the joy of the love of that experience for you. Okay? Of course I heal the sick. And of course I raise the dead. What the hell does dead mean? I'm going to use Arthur. What he says to me is I'm going to grow old naturally. And what? Say to me, I'm going to die.
I'm going to die.
It's senseless. That's absolutely senseless. It doesn't make any sense. What would you possibly want to perform the act of undergoing a death experience? What possible reason could there be for it? Well, I was hoping that Jesus would make a reappearance and inform me that he is whole and perfect. Of course, I just read you in the scripture. If I can get an agreement from you about this, I won't be concerned about anyone else. Because the idea of forgiveness, and now I'm really at the problem that you're having with me. The idea of the necessity for you to forgive, the action of the activity of attack and defense motivation by which you identify yourself are why they're here. Here's what we're going to do. There's a frequency of light being demonstrated now by the certainty of the conversion of your mind, that we are going to enter into new arrangement of another parameter of time, if we decide to stay here, where I'm going to appear to you as an 80-year-old body, or more likely, I will appear to you as a 2,000-year-old body with the simple memory that it's only a memory within my own mind now. What difference is it going to make whether I remember that I was conceived in 1926 or remember that I was conceived in the year 26 or in Jesus' sake, probably 28 or 29? I still require the experience of the conversion of the light energy. I'll be back in a moment. Say softly to me, I'm not a body. No, you're not a body. Are you free?
Yes.
Are you free to journey out into the universe? Are you still as God created you in that moment of joy we just shared together? It had nothing to do with the body at all, but it did heal me in this frame. I'll be with you in a moment. I'll be back in just a moment. This whole cycle will be different. You'll be in the fact.